Wednesday, again, for everybody except devotees. For devotees, Prabhupada says every day is a new year. Every day is a festival. And we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 2, The Elephant Gajendra's Crisis, Text 31. Itam Gajendra Sayadapa Sankatam Pranasya Dehi Vivasho Yadrichayam Aparayan Atma Vimoksha Nechiram Dadhya Vimambudhi Mathabhya Padyatam. Itam, in this way, Gaja Indra, the king of the elephants, sa, he, yada, when, apa, obtained, sankatam, such a dangerous position. Pranasya of life. Dehi, who is embodied. Vivasha, circumstantially helpless. Yadrichaya, by the will of providence. Aparayan, being unable. Atma vimokshane, to save himself. Chiram, for a long time. Dadyao, began to think seriously. Imam, this. Budhim, decision. Atha, thereupon. Abhyapadyata, reached. Translation in purple by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. When the king of the elephants saw that he was under the clutches of the crocodile by the will of providence and being embodied and circumstantially helpless, could not save himself from danger, he was extremely afraid of being killed. He consequently thought for a long time and finally reached the following decision. Purport. Everyone in the material world is engaged in a struggle for existence. Everyone tries to save himself from danger. But when one is unable to save himself, if he is pious, he then takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.16. Chaturvida bhajante mam jana sukritino arjuna arto jigyasur artarthi jnani cha bharatarshava. Four kinds of pious men, namely one who is in danger, one who is in need of money, one who is searching for knowledge, and one who is inquisitive, begin to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to be saved or to advance. It's interesting. It's advance. Yeah, it's added. The king of the elephants, in his condition of danger, decided to seek shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. After considerable thought, he intelligently arrived at this correct decision. Such a decision is not reached by a sinful man. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita it is said that those who are pious, Sukriti, can decide that in a dangerous or awkward condition, one should seek shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Idam gajendra sayadapa sankatam pranasya dehi vivasho yadrichaya aparayanadma vimokshane chiram dadyavimam buddhim athavyapadyatam. When the king of the elephants saw that he was under the clutches of the crocodile by the will of providence and, being embodied and circumstantially helpless, could not save himself from danger, he was extremely afraid of being killed. He consequently thought for a long time and finally reached the following decision. So, to ask for material boons from Krishna or not to ask? A bewildering question. This famous devotee Gajendra is a famous example of a devotee who is not pure. So there are four types of devotees who are, so in the seventh chapter of the Gita is quoted here. So there are five kinds of devotees who are not pure devotees as we are supposed to be. Yes, from the very early days we learn that you should be a pure devotee. Don't you dare to ask for all these things from Krishna. So he is a suffering devotee and he turns to Krishna for help, which is certainly intelligent, and Prabhupada glorifies this intelligence as the sign of a pious person, that he takes shelter of Krishna. A sinful person in such a situation will not turn to Krishna. A few days ago, a friend of mine sent me a question from the Narayana Kavacha in Canto 6. So there the demigods, it's a famous Kavacha, so there the demigods are praying to the Lord. You may know this is, Kavacha means the armor. Yeah? It's a bulletproof, missile-proof, curse-proof, sword-proof, everything-proof vest. Better than Kevlar. Much better than Kevlar. protection much higher than level 5. So it's a very powerful and famous armor. And there, there is a prayer to Govinda, Attavenum, who is playing on the flute, Attavenu Govindam, and the Kavacha says, please protect me from 12 to 3:30. So my friend is writing to me and saying, come on, isn't he playing the flute? He's busy, no? Not only he's busy, of course, you know, if something is happening, like some drunkard comes to me between 12 and 3:30, and Marco is playing the flute somewhere. Let's say, Marco, come! In, what was it, 55th Street, there was Code Nrisimha. Mr. Nrisimha, please come down. If there was an attack onto the temple, then the person at the desk would have a code word to announce all over the temple. Mr. Nrisimha, that was the code word. Mr. Nrisimha, you are expected at the entrance. Something like this, yeah? And then 100 fired up brahmacharis would descend onto the unsuspecting visitor and kick him out if necessary. But we are not supposed to disturb. We are not supposed to disturb Govinda when he's playing on the flute, right? Okay, Marco, we have, you know, we are meeting almost every morning at our secret gym at the higher levels of our secret esoteric place here. So I can think, okay, even if he's playing the flute, I can call him if I need help, right? Mm-hmm. But what if, let's say, our Maharaj is playing the flute? I know he knows Tai Chi, he does all kind of very advanced martial arts, yes? And if he's playing the flute and there is some drunkard, will I call Maharaj or not? Should we call or not? What do you think? Would you call? Maharaj, please help, we have a drunkard attacking. Can you punch him in the nose? On the nose. And there is Krishna. Okay, Krishna is Well, Krishna's also super famous for his martial arts. When he came to the Mathura UFC, Universal Fighting Championship, or whatever you call it, MMA, Mixed Martial Arts Championship, then Chanura and Mushtika, they were inviting him, and everybody objected. Everybody said, this is not nice, because this is not very sporting. We are featherweight, and you are super heavyweight. You know, we are in different weight categories. So people will not like our fight. And the ladies were saying, they were cursing, cursed be Mathura, which puts this beautiful... In Vrindavan, everybody worships Krishna with flower petals of their glances. And here, what do? We put these killing machines against him. What is this? Curse on this Mathura. And so Krishna said, look, people don't seem happy with our fight. So then Chanura, Mushtika, Shala to Shala, they said, sir, first of all, we know your Vrindavan school of martial arts is super advanced. It doesn't matter how heavy you are, because when heavy Kashi came, you played a super secret martial technique on him, and he wanted to bite you, and you inserted your arm inside his throat, and he burnt, choked, and died. So you have a very famous, you know, you train every day. You go to herd the cows, and then you train every day. So first of all, we know your school. So don't try to confuse us. Your school is very, very advanced, on one hand. On the other hand, we have to admit that you are correct. We are in separate weight categories, because we are super heavyweight, and you are absolute weight. You are absolute weight. So yes, we are mismatched. That's true. We are mismatched, but the other way around. So Krishna said, "Okay, if you're saying like this, all right, then let's do it." And he grabbed Chanura by the... Well, first they exchanged a few blows, because nothing disappoints the audience as much as knockout in the first round. So they exchanged a few blows, and then finally he hit very, very hard. He hit Shala very hard. Balaram rotated. It's called windmill. Yeah, windmill. He grabbed Toshala on his shoulders, rotated several times, and he died. And then he smashed him, breaking his backbone. And then Krishna kicked with his left foot, and the right ear of Mushtika. Yes. And anyway, if whoever wants the details, we have the details also, the exact description of this exciting match between Krishna and Balaram. So, why do I speak about fighting in Mathura and Krishna entering Mathura?
Armor.
Yes. So, Vrindavan. So Krishna is training martial arts. So he's playing the flute. But he's also very expert in martial arts, as he has proven for the whole world historically. But still, my friend told me, why do we call it, Chanura Mardana? Why do you call Venuatta Govinda? Protect me from 12 to 3:30. Should we call Govinda to protect us from 12 to 3:30, or... Right? If you have to, then call Chanura Mardana, the Mathura fighter. Why do you call him from Vrindavan, from his flute playing? And not only that, who is calling? Some demigods are calling Hare Krishna. Not some devotee from the new Yogapith temple during the Padayatra, chanting Hare Krishna, but some demigods. Indra killed someone, then... It's a completely different story. It's not Vrindavan, and they call Krishna from Vrindavan. But also we know that that the whole Bhagavatam is shining in the light of what Jiva Goswami declares to be Paribhasa Sutra 1.3.28. Yes. Ete cham shaka la pumsam Krishnastu Bhagavan Svayam Indrari Vyakulam Loke Mridayanti Yuge Yuge. So all of these incarnations are parts and plenary portions of Krishna, but he, Krishna, is God himself, he is Swayam Bhagavan, and again he's coming to Mridayanti to give softness, to give protection, to give comfort, to comfort devotees, protecting them from Indra Ari, from the demonic enemies of Indra. And even in Vrindavan, let's take the highest of the highest devotees. Can you remember some moment when the gopis were attacked by a demon? You are too quick. You have to build the suspense. Sorry. Yes, Shankachuda, Hare Krishna, attacking the gopis. And what do the gopis say? Oh, don't call Govinda, don't call Govinda. Maybe Vishnu. Should we call Vishnu? Maybe Vishnu. What do they say?
Krishna.
Yes, Krishna. Or,
Balaram.
Or when Indra tries to flood Vrindavan, drown everybody in Vrindavan. So then all the residents of Vrindavan, they say, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga, Natantam Gokulam Prabho, Tratum Arhasi Devanas Kupitat Bhaktavatsala. Oh Krishna, you are, they don't call him the Supreme Personality of God, they call him supremely blessed, the supremely auspicious, Mahabhaga, supreme good fortune. They say, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga. And then they say, it would be really nice if you protected us from the anger of the demigods. It would be really nice, because you are Bhaktavatsala, and you are the master of Gokula. So, are they acting as dirty devotees? Well, there are pure devotees, right? And there are dirty, I mean, two categories. If there are pure devotees, there must be dirty devotees. I guess, right? Sorry.
Less pure.
Okay, less. Oh, that's a good classification. Yes, nomenclature. Less pure. There is super pure, middle pure, and minimal pure. Yeah, let's be minimally pure. At least minimally pure. Or optimally pure. No, they are considered supremely pure. In fact, this is why you have this merciful little suffix or part of the word in the definition of pure bhakti, anya bilashita shunyam yana karmadya navrita. No other permanent desires. And this is the exact example given by the acharyas, that for example, if they are suddenly facing death, they can say, Krishna, Krishna, please protect us. Of course, Jiva Goswami, Srila Chakravarti Thakur say that on a level of sadhana, also that allows a sadhaka to practice pure bhakti, because if he can't, if he has to be completely pure to start, then what does he practice to become pure? So he is supposed to be able to start pure even before he is pure. So, Anyabhilashita. And this is the example given from the purest devotees in Vrindavan, Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga. You have many. The first canto, Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga, Bhaktanam Abhayankara. Abhayankara. Such a beautiful verse. Krishna Krishna Mahabaha Bhaktana Vayankara Tameko Dahyamananam Apavargosi Samsrite. In this burning world, in this world that's on fire, you are the only salvation. And your name is Abhayankara, is the magic sound creating fearlessness. Magic sound creating fearlessness. Krishna is addressed by Arjuna when attacked by the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama. So this here is the story of Gajendra, and he is present openly or secretly in Vishnu Sahasranama Stotra, which gives many blessings, which is very famous, and I'm sure you have heard this. Have you heard it? This singing? Super famous. I've heard it from so many devotee rooms in different temples. Have you heard it? No. Hare Krishna. See how different is experience in this amazing world. It's a famous recording, rather old recording of, I think, Subha Lakshmi, Vishnu Sahasranam. There's so many blessings here, 1,000 names of Vishnu given, but interestingly enough, these are names beginning from 919, and Baladevi Debhushan says that we have about 8 names in this Vishnu Sahasranam. This is almost 1% connected to Gajendra. But it's a little tricky here, or intriguing, if you so wish. So, 919, Vidvattamaha, Vidvattamaha. So, literally, Vidvan means knowledgeable, learned. Vidvattamaha means the most of the most learned. And how Baladevi Debhushan translates this, explains this? He says, Vidvattamaha, he who is, who was most skillful, because Vidya is practical, so he was most skillful at removing danger for Gajendra. Yes? 920, Vitabhaya, Vitabhaya, literally, this is what we just played. This was what she was singing just now. Vitabhaya. Literally, it means one who removes fear. Fear. I don't know, maybe you don't have any fear. Also in Sanskrit, fear means danger. So one who removes danger. Maybe you should... Maybe we can open an insurance company, Gajendra. Gajendra Mokshana. With good purpose. So, Vitabhaya literally means one who removes fear. But Baladevi Debhushan translates as he who removes fear of Gajendra. Hare Krishna. Then, this you will like, I'm sure. Punya Shravana Kirtana. Punya Shravana Kirtana. He who destroys all the sin, destroys all inauspicious and gives everything auspicious to everybody who hears and retells the story of Gajendra. Congratulations. You can safely fall asleep now. It's it's done. Everything inauspicious removed. Yes. So that was 921. So skill, Gajendra Mokshana. But that's not everything. Then we have Uttarana. Uttarana. Uttarana literally is one who lifts, one who uplifts. Yeah? Do we want to be uplifted? Well, depends where, but probably yes. But Baladevi Debhushan translates as one who lifts from the water, our elephant Gajendra. He lifts him up. We are coming to that. It's coming.
He also lifted the crocodile.
Yes. And even before, that's the next name. Thank you. Thank you for the leading question. The crocodile is here. Dushkritiha. One who kills the evil Dushkriti, the creator of evil, the evil crocodile. That's our crocodile. As I was pondering what to tell today, I caught myself that I'm putting on Crocs. And I was looking and I think, my God, these two Crocs are swallowing my feet. Do I need deliverance? Do I have to be deliverance? I voluntarily enter the Croc's mouth. Do I need to be saved? Probably yes, right? Who doesn't?
These
are after new version improved 3.1. Okay, so they are no longer Dushkritiha. But if by chance any crocodile swallows your food, you know who to turn to. Dushkritiha. Then Punya. He purifies everybody by the story of elephant Gajendra. Then Duh Svapana Nashana, one who removes the danger of events predicted by bad dreams. Danger of events predicted by bad dreams. Sometimes you have bad dreams. Sometimes you have bad dreams. And if you don't remember, because you have dreams like every something, 1.5 hour or more. Once I forgot the charger for my fitness tracker, and so I used a program for measuring my sleep in the phone. And I was in for a horrible discovery. It turned out that in the night, as I sleep, sometimes I snore. Horrible. I was convinced I'm not snoring. Nobody ever complained. Maharaj never complained.
As well, right, the room was shaking.
Of course, once my friend said that he woke up, he thought that the war started. World War III started. Something was happening. But the horrible thing is that I can't deny, because this thing records. Come on, true, it's my voice, my nose. Anyway, but it also records what you talk about. If you speak something, it will record. Any noise, it records. Noise activated. Hare Krishna. So sometimes it says, you were talking in the sleep, and there is a balloon. Okay, so you go check where. And I come there, and it says, I play, I'm not going to traumatize you by this. It says, sounds horrible. Really. Yeah. Usually in this bad dream, usually it's either some gangsters trying to enter the house and I'm trying to shoot them, and then I come, then I call Krishna, or these are monkeys. So after 20 years in Vrindavan, these are monkeys that are trying to enter into the house. I'm trying to chase them away by saying, Krishna, Krishna, and that doesn't always cooperate. Then mouth. But Baladev Vidyabhushan, I mean, it's Hari Bhakti Vilas, it's a famous famous tidbit of our Vaishnava culture, that you remove all the bad effects of bad dreams. It's even Vedanta Sutra says that some dreams are not completely false. And it's maybe scary, right? But you remember Gajendra. And that's famous. So here it says Duhusapana Nashna, it means he who removes the effects of bad dreams by this story. It's the name of Krishna. Then name 926, Viraha. So he who kills extremely powerful, strong hero of the crocodile chewing on Gajendra's foot. So that's Viraha. That's Krishna's name. Rakshana, he who protects Gajendra just by his touch. Santa, he bestows auspiciousness. Jivana, you may think, gosh, he killed the crocodile already three times in just two verses. But no, Jivana, he brought the crocodile back to life. You may know he was a Gandharva with a very appropriate name, Huhu. He was cursed to become a crocodile, and he was brought back to life and sent to a much better place. Paryavastita means literally one who is right nearby, who's always nearby. So Baldevi Dibhushan explains, yes, he's always nearby, close to Gajendra. He was situated close to Gajendra. Hare Krishna. So you can see almost like 10 names connected to Gajendra in Vishnu Sahasranam and destroying the crocodile. And we see that he is glorified for that. And we see that even Brijbasis turned to Krishna for protection. And this is the this is also the definition of surrender. Quoted in our Shastra, Anukulyasya Sankalpa Pratikulyasya Varjanam Ra Shetiti Vishvaso Goptritve Varanam Tatha Atmani Kshepa Karpanya Shadvidasharana Gati. Bhaktivinoda Thakur reverses them. He puts them in the beginning from Dainya. He has a beautiful songbook, Sharanagati. He starts with Dainya, meaning humility. And then next, self-dedication. And then next, and then the middle two, Rakshishititi Vishvasa, Goptritya Varanamdata. Jiva Goswami says these are the essence of surrender. And Koptrita Varanamtata, taking him, yes. But Rakshishyatiti is very close. It literally means he will definitely protect me. Certainly he will protect me. So in Sharanagati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says something very mysterious. He says, anybody who offers prayers in these six steps will definitely have his desires fulfilled, his prayers answered. So this is a mystic procedure. This pure tantra of surrender. Surrender in these six steps in your prayers. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives certain blessings to it. But Rakshishititi Vishvaso and Goptritva Varanam Tatha are essential to this surrender. So if I'm not turning to Krishna for protection, I'll have to turn somewhere else. I'll have to turn somewhere else. And I have to trust I have to trust that he can protect me. Second, I have to trust that he will protect me. And third, I have to accept he has protected me. I may think, wait a minute, where is my wallet? He failed to protect my wallet.
Home wallet.
Huh? Okay. Here's a very esoteric hint, aham wallet. Okay, he'll protect me, not my wallet. Okay, He was like, me, not my body. But what if I'm using my body for his service? Shouldn't he protect my body? Well, if it is his service, then let him decide how he wants you to serve. Isn't it? If this is his service, and he decides what service, what's not, no? Okay, in the beginning he'll let you decide, okay, you like this, okay. But then as you advance, he will say, no, like this, no, like that. Of course you can say, no, Krishna, please wait, I'm not so advanced yet, okay? You're grossly overestimating me, okay, Hare Krishna. But ultimately, Krishna will protect. So if... This is very important to trust. And this should be the first exclamation. Krishna! Krishna, Radha, Govinda, Gopala. In the first canto, the very, very first questions, the very, very beginning, when the sages begin to ask a question, they say, please tell us about Krishna, and who is like this, and one of descriptions is verse 14. Apanna sam sritim goram yan nama vivasho grinan tata sadhu vimucheta yad viveti svayam bayam. Living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death. Meshes. Mesh, it's like a very tangled net. Very tangled net. We are caught in that very tangled net. But if you spontaneously, even unconsciously or automatically say Krishna, immediately you will be vimuchita, because by the holy name of Krishna, who is feared by fear personified. They have this interesting phenomenon that people who have their speech paralyzed. Some people have some kind of a brain damage or something, and they can't speak. They can't speak, but they can still swear. They can still use swear words, bad words. So it means that this spontaneous exclamation center is somewhere else in the brain. So even that part of the brain is destroyed, this part is separate, like a double reserve copy, backup center. So, I once told you that I was in a train and in the same compartment there happened to be a lady who said her brother is one of the early devotees in Warsaw, in Poland, and she once came to the temple and she saw a pujari bringing the tray to the from the altar, and the tray with all the things fell down, ding, and the pujari exclaimed, Krishna! And she said, that moment I could see the difference between devotees and non-devotees. So if that's your first pre-conscious response, you're safe. Krishna. Krishna, Radhe, Govinda, Hare Krishna. So, many thanks to Gajendra, many thanks to Dushkritiha Krishna, who kills the croc chewing the feet of Gajendra. Many glory to the intelligence of Gajendra, who asks Krishna to help. And this is what we can work upon, to seek shelter of Krishna and accept Krishna's protection and understand that Krishna knows what needs to be done. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Some comments? Yes.
In the Vishnu Sahasranam, you mentioned that it says Govinda, but how do we know, does it actually say he's playing on a flute? It says he's playing a flute.
It's Narayana Kavacha, Canto 6. Atta Venu, holding Venu, flute.
Oh, okay. This is another Govinda who is a Narayan form.
Maybe he also has a flu. I don't know. When Gop Kumar came to Vaikuntha, then Narayan said, "Oh, okay, everybody dress as cowherd boys, okay?" And he took the flute, and he even tried to, I mean, obviously he can play the flute. Maybe just not as sweet as the Govinda in Goloka. So, yeah, that's possible. But also we have Raghavart Machandrika, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, "Don't worry!" So it's a very beautiful discussion. He says, is Krishna really scared of Mother Yashoda or is he pretending? He's really scared. Otherwise it's not nice. I mean, what's the pleasure if he's, you know, pretending? It's no pleasure. There's no rasa. So okay, he's truly scared. So if he's scared, then he's mukdhatma. He's bewildered. He's totally under the influence of lila, lila shakti yogamaya. Okay, so if he's confused by lila shakti, then how can he hear your prayers? Ha ha. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, no worries. He says, he's God. So he can be simultaneously mukdhatma, bewildered, and sarvagya, omniscient, and hear prayer of each and every one of you. And not some Vishnu form who has delegated, Krishna is playing, you take care of it. Take them off my head, you know. I'll play the flute. You go see what's that with the crocodiles and whatever. No, Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur says Krishna cares for his devotees lovingly, personally. If this is who you address, and for him there's no problem, he can be simultaneously totally bewildered in the lila without pretending and totally aware of each and every one of you. So you can safely address Krishna. Again, you know, should we disturb him if you're attacked? Should you disturb Krishna? Hare Krishna. You should serve Krishna, but by calling his name, and let him decide to be, he's imperturbable, yes. Because we will turn somewhere anyway. If we don't call Govinda, we will rely on my 4 months of kung fu training when I was 16. Trying to, or some other such nonsense, one check out the So you can rely, no problem, but also surrendering to Krishna.
Well, thank you. Mandira Rani said, in the separation of Govinda, I should die. But if I die, then Govinda would be very unhappy, so I'm not going to die.
Govinda, Gopala, Gajendra, Moksha, Nakirai. Something else? Questions, comments, points?
Yes, Avadhuta Rai. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.10, Bhishma had developed great greed for directly participating in Krishna's pastimes. From this it is understood that the fighting pastimes are also eternal. What to speak of other pastimes? Question. Bhishma did not go to Vaikuntha, which is free from fighting, but to the next universe to again fight with Krishna, since he wants to see and experience fighting with Krishna. That's the question.
Which is the question? I mean, did he go to Vaikuntha or to another universe?
It says Bhishma did not go to Vaikuntha, which is free from fighting, but to the next universe.
Is not free from fighting. Krishna is fighting with Shridam, Sudam, and losing. Why can't he fight? He can fight. Yeah, so, well, this is, the problem of the material world. We think either or, exclusion of the third. Very, just binary. Only two things are possible. Yeah? Either or. But as my bhakta leader was always saying that Brahmana was offered. He was giving slightly different examples, but let's put it this way, that the Brahmana is asked Maharaj, will you eat the alupatras or pakoras? Brahmana is asked, will you, priest is asked, Maharaj, will you eat alupatras or pakoras? I mean, these are two kinds of savories. And he says, and samosas too. Why it should be either or? Why either or? Can be and. Right? Balaji Vidyabhushan in Vedanta Sutra is quoting Chandogya Upanishad, saying that a liberated person can have one sarup, two sarupas, 10 sarupas, 100 sarupas, 120 sarupas, or 1,020 sarupas. Hare Krishna! So, you can have everything. Swashta. Okay. You have something?
In regard to protection of Krishna, sometimes devotee might feel that he doesn't deserve protection. Unconsciously, and so he performs some subtle acts that sabotage him emotionally or spiritually. Or can Krishna protect him from such misconceptions? It seems kind of difficult if you are determined to punish yourself or in different ways, and this is quite common in these days.
Self-sabotage. Ooh, okay, we're going to the next level here. Can Krishna protect you from self-sabotage? He can. It's like asking, can Krishna create a stone he can't lift? Yeah, he can, you know, but then you will be, you keep praying, Krishna, please let me sabotage myself one more time. Sincerely. So then, what happens? What happens is a devotee comes and he says, Prabhu, can you please give a class? Prabhu, can you please do this, do that? We need this service. And you say, Prabhu, I'm unqualified. He says, I know you're unqualified, but please, you do it anyway. And you know, then you try something and you see, okay, and you know, Krishna consciousness is so beautiful that you can do amazing things and still feel miserable, you know, no problem, and you can have spiritual suffering too. You can have any vyabhichari ecstasy, most of which are very negative, you know, like guilt, shame, uselessness, even disease and death is there. So all the rasas are possible. Main thing, connect everything to Krishna. You can't hide, you know, if you see something, if you try to turn away from Krishna, it means you have to look somewhere where Krishna isn't. But where is a place where Krishna isn't? If you see something that's not Krishna, you are not seeing. That's the definition of illusion. So Krishna is everywhere. You can't turn away from Krishna. You can't hide from Krishna. So why not accept and connect everything to Krishna, both happiness and distress? Sometimes we can't offer our happiness to Krishna. We can say, Krishna, I'm aware I should offer you my happy service, but all I have to offer is my unhappy service. So please be kind and accept my unhappy service. I know I have to offer you my smiling lotus face, but all I have is my frowning cactus face. So what to do? Please accept whatever I have. I'll try to serve you anyway, whatever I can do. So, to Krishna's devotee. Yeah, Krishna, I mean, devotees are Krishna's bursars, yeah, is the word. The purse holders. I mean, they keep the wallet with mercy. Krishna's rule is that some rarely he could break, but actually determined way how mercy is flowing is through devotees. And devotees, Krishna can break any rules if there is mercy of devotees. Would you like to comment something else on self-sabotage or Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna. We see Gajendra basically was self-sabotaging. And then for 1,000 more years, he was self-sabotaging. And then he had no other recourse but to finally use his intelligence a little bit and then say, Krishna, not Krishna, but oh Lord. And then everything got resolved nicely. Yes? Sakrit eva prapanno yas tava smiti chaya chate abhayam sarvadatasmai dadam yetat vratam mama. These are supposed to be three charama shlokas, three supreme conclusions. Krishna's supreme conclusion is mashucha, don't worry, take my shelter, I will give you everything, all protection. Charama shloka is this. Anybody who says one time, Krishna, I'm yours, I promise, I take a vow, I will protect you forever, give you abhayam, fearlessness. There's also supposed to be a varaha charama shloka, who says that even if my devotee dies like a log, piece of wood, not able to remember me, I do not forget him, and I remember him, and I bring him back to the spiritual world. Krishna is very kind. And devotees are even kinder, amazingly enough. Hare Krishna. So please, let's be kind to each other. Let's be devotees. Devotee is someone who is kind. And let's pray that all devotees' hearts become soft in chanting the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. One chakra.